We hear the gospel from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, verses 7 through 14. Now when the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table with the apostles, and he said to them, "I have wanted so much to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will never eat it until it is given its full meaning in the kingdom of God." And then Jesus took a cup, he gave thanks to God and said, "Take this and share it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink this wine until the kingdom of God comes." And then he took a piece of bread, gave thanks to God, broke it, and gave it to them saying, "This is my body given to you. Do this in memory of me." And in the same way, he gave them the cup after the supper, saying, "This cup is God's new covenant sealed with my blood, which is poured out for you. But look, there is one who betrays me here at the table with me. The Son of Man will die as God has decided. But how terrible for that man who betrays him." And they all begin to ask among themselves which one of them it could be who is going to do this. Thus ends our gospel according to St. Luke. The gospel. Blessings to you. The journey to the cross leads first to the upper room. A room prepared for Jesus and his disciples to celebrate the Passover. It was a time for remembering the mighty deliverance of God that God had wrought for his people, leading them through the Red Sea and into the wilderness. The very same road that Jesus took when, the beginning with his baptism, from water into the wilderness. His humble obedience to the will of God continues as he takes the form of a servant and he washes the feet of the disciples. And here he's giving us an example of living our lives as servants. For there in the wilderness, God has fed his people miraculously. And here in the upper room, the actions of Jesus recall that miracle and amplifies it in the bread of life and in the cup of salvation, really calling it as his body and his blood given and shed for each of us for the forgiveness of sin. And so as the blood of the lamb on the lentils and doorposts back in Egypt was the sign of the angel of death to pass over the home so marked in faith, so the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, makes us who believe in him clean from every sin. So the journey from Passover will lead eventually to the promised land, and the Lord's Supper really assures that that is really so. Someone rightly stated that all of the roads lead to the grave. And normally, that is so. Every story eventually ends here. Except we already know otherwise, don't we? The journey that Jesus began when the Spirit led him from baptism to temptation and beyond is, we know, is not really going to end in a cemetery. And neither will the journey of any of us who take up the cross and follow him. You see, our trip really takes us through the grave. And so the journey that we travel goes on and on and on. Thanks be to God.